This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The coronavirus pandemic, it is exposing a lot of issues in our society, one of those being food insecurity. But at the same time that our world seems to be facing some of the worst problems, communities are coming together to tackle them together. The Idaho Botanical Garden staff are using their knowledge of horticulture to share how to grow your own food. In fact, tomorrow, the Botanical Garden is hosting a day-long virtual planting event to teach folks how to plant a, quote, resilience garden, or rather how to grow your own fresh produce to eat during this crisis. Joining us live via Zoom to talk about the event are Jillian Bovard, Event Operations Manager at Idaho Botanical Garden, and Sierra Lafferty, Assistant Horticulture Director. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
So Jillian, first question for you. You know, we know that a record number of people are facing food insecurity, and there were so many people before the pandemic who faced food insecurity. We see these long lines at food banks across the country right now. However, fresh produce is really hard to come by. So why is now a good time to start thinking about, you know what, you can actually grow your own food?
You know, I think from our perspective, we want to be a support and a resource to our community. So, it's part of that is listening to what are the needs right now currently. And this seems to be kind of a common thread that we're hearing. This isn't a new program for us. We do donate, you know, food annually, about a ton of it to the City Light Home for Women and Children. But currently we just felt like we needed to kind of speak to what our community, what their needs are and what the issues that they're facing today. And for us, the only thing that we can really do to help support is to teach people and use our knowledge of horticulture and our resources and our horticulture staff to kind of provide that support to our community members.
So Sierra, the Idaho Botanical Garden doesn't usually focus on growing produce and other food, correct?
Well, it's definitely a big part of what we do, actually.
Okay.
So we have 12 gardens, and one of them is our vegetable garden. It's an acre and a half, which is actually pretty sizable for a botanic garden's food production area. Many others are much smaller, so we're really proud of the vegetable garden that we have and have been growing food crops since 1998. And it's one of those little known things that we do, I feel like.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think when we think of the botanical gardens, I mean, I think most people think of the, you know, the flowers and the foliage, you know, not necessarily that you grow food as well.
Yeah, it's one of those spaces that once visitors get up to the vegetable garden, they are so enthralled, and it's definitely one of our most popular gardens. But people are often surprised to see it there, and I think that's something that many public gardens across the United States are growing food. But it's not necessarily what you would usually associate them with. So it's definitely a part of our mission to, and what better way to like connect people with plants and nature other than like the most direct connection, which we have, which is our food.
So Jillian, how did the idea come about then? This idea of, you know what, we're going to hold a day-long event, how to, you know, grow their own food, make their own garden at home.
I think the idea started kind of organically. I am actually growing my first resilience garden, my first vegetable garden, because I'm home. I'm working from home. It felt like a good opportunity to kind of connect on my own with this huge part of our mission, the horticulture part. I obviously work in events, so I'm not often in the garden actually planting anything. And so I've actually been working a lot with Sierra to kind of start my own garden, which kind of started this larger conversation of like, how can we be a resource to not only like the master naturalists of Boise, but the people like me that maybe don't even know where to begin. And we're this, you know, we have this great wealth of knowledge on our staff, and that I am lucky to have Sierra's personal cell phone number. You know, how could we make that more accessible to the broader community? And then obviously we've had to really rethink, you know, a huge portion of our funding comes through our events. So as these social distancing protocols put into place, we're really starting to examine, what does that look like for us? How can we still host events, still connect with our members, connect with the community, but in a virtual space? And this just seemed to kind of be a natural fit, as far as, you know, we've dipped our toes into a couple virtual events the past month or so, but this is kind of our first big push that we're going to be doing.
Well, and you're right. I think it can be, if you aren't someone who has planted a garden before, it can be really intimidating. Right. I mean, I would say that, I mean, I helped my mom, like, you know, grow tomatoes when I was a kid, but I mean, let's be honest, she did all the work. I just got to pick the tomato off the vine, and I would have no clue how to move forward on doing something like this.
Yeah. And that's really where a lot of folks are at. We are so excited to see this kind of really flood of new gardeners coming onto the scene, locally. Nurseries have never been busier. Our plant sale was the most successful plant sale I think that we've ever had. And we've gotten more questions for our horticulture hotline, which is always available for people, than just about ever. So we're really seeing a trend of people that are brand new gardeners, and they really need a lot of help. They need a lot of resources, and that's what we're here for. And we're trying to make ourselves as available as we can be. We've been on Facebook groups answering questions, you know, trying to be where people really are, as well as we've got the hotline and trying to be active on social media, that sort of thing. So, and we also have a series on called Weed It and Reap on the Idaho Press Tribune that comes out on Sundays.
And we should note that the horticulture hotline is not your personal cell phone.
Not directly.
Yeah, right. So, Sierra, we've heard Jillian use the word a resilience garden. So how do you define that? Is it different than a regular garden?
Resilience is one of those terms that is so important right now. And I think part of this, so we're involved with the Treasure Valley Food Coalition's their Feeding Themselves Treasure Valley campaign, which is a place where you can go to connect with people that maybe have space to grow food. It's kind of connecting people that are in the food scene and home gardeners to try to increase the local food supply. Our garden is a demonstration garden for that. So we're trying to, you know, churn out as much content as we can to show people that. We actually renamed our vegetable garden in light of sort of what's happening right now. It's been called the vegetable garden for a long time. And we thought that it was really important to focus on beyond just growing vegetables. Like, you are growing resilience. You're growing food for your families and neighbors. You can grow food like we're doing for the City Light Women's Shelter and other awesome, you know, charities, food banks, food pantries. They're all slammed right now. And that resiliency can go into your own personal confidence as well, because you are growing plants, which is a really great way to build confidence and ground yourself at this time that is so challenging.
So I'm curious, Sierra, too, because I mean, Idaho, as we know, it's big. It has lots of different climates and different ecosystems. So how do you give good advice then on what and how to plant, depending upon where people live?
Yeah, definitely. So obviously we focus mostly on the Treasure Valley, but we are the Idaho Botanical Garden. So really, I think working with our partners in different areas, absolute, you know, shout out to the Sawtooth Botanical Garden. They are up in, you know, the Haley area, Ketchum area. We have the Orton Botanical Garden in Twin Falls. In Northern Idaho, there's the University of Idaho Arboretum. So we're all tackling different areas of the state to provide that education and be a resource in those communities. We do definitely focus a lot of our content locally, just because that's where we are and we can see, you know, what's going on in our area. But that's a great point is that just because we're planting tomatoes in the Treasure Valley doesn't mean you should be planting tomatoes in Ketchum yet.
Right. So Jillian's, Sierra touched on how the Resilience Garden is now growing food to donate to the City of Lights Women and Children's Center. What a wonderful thing and way to give back. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think it's one of our kind of lesser known programs that we offer at the Garden. And it's, I think for both Sierra and I agree, it's probably the most meaningful to our staff. We talk a lot about it internally and what that impact is. And so I just think there's no better way to like give back to our community than to connect with kind of some of the most vulnerable members. We have this beautiful space, this beautiful garden that produces, you know, like we said, a literal ton of produce every year. And so this kind of feeds these people that need it. And on top of that, we also offer some education and we're accessible. Our staff, I'm not a horticulturist, but our horticulture staff does offer some of those resources as well. They have a community garden. So it's also, it goes beyond just us giving them food. What is the saying, you know, teach a man to fish, or give a man a fish. You know, we're teaching these women also, you know, mm-hmm. how to garden and providing some of those resources. In our plant sale this year, we reached out to the director and asked, you know, what are you in need of right now beyond just fresh produce? And what he said was, you know, he's seen this kind of uptick, as we all are, in our community of people gardening and the women wanting to work in this community garden. And she said, you know, we need more plants. We don't have enough plants to plant in our garden, that's a really easy thing for us to also provide, right? So we added a link on our online shop for our plant sale this year. Sierra mentioned it's been one of our most successful plant sales we've ever had. And people had the option to also gift plants to the City Light Women's Shelter. So, I mean, a lot of our programs just really are so connected, and we try mm-hmm. to keep everything so attached to our mission and to the heart of our organization. And this is just one of those, things that we do that is really gets to the core of our mission and what's important to us.
So very quickly, before I let you go, how do people access the virtual gardening class tomorrow?
Yeah, so they can tune in on Instagram and Facebook. We'll be posting tons and tons of content and videos, tips for planting at home. So it's both of our, you know, Idaho Botanical Garden Facebook and Instagram accounts. Yep.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this. What a great thing you're doing. We've been talking with Jillian Bavard and Sierra Lafferty of the Idaho Botanical Garden about their virtual gardening class tomorrow. Thank you both for your time.
Thank you so much
for having us.
This is Idaho Matters.